A shifting view of identical empty rooms one above the other, and the red and white logo of Film 4. Three glowing spheres converge on the diagonal to spell out the letters BFI in red, white and blue, and beneath them the words awarding funds from the National Lottery, Film Forever.
Are you guys need to be careful before I get a complaint from my neighbours.
Two spinning cogs, one large, one small, intertwine. The logo of Headgear. A silver line W, the logo of Welcome. Fable Pictures. Film 4 and BFI present. Partial view of a group of girls.
I'm a get my own brat and
in association with Altitude Film Entertainment, Welcome.
That bullet building was a shard.
Really?
What is it called? The gherkin.
Yeah, in association with Headgear Films, Metro Technology and Cred Films. A back view of the girls, standing in a row.
Rox, what boyfriend?
Collect your mouth.
Gherkin. I'm joking. Nah,
they give us the trash.
Me and my boyfriend, we go a lot of places.
You don't have a boyfriend now. Shut up and stop being delusional, fam.
It's alright. Why are you guys hating, bro? Just because.
Like a good job in the city.
The city's too busy.
Sometimes working for the man.
Every night and day.
But I never lost the minute of sleeping. Worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheels keep on turning.
The six 15-year-olds of varied ethnicities are looking at the City of London's skyline.
Ballet, ballet, ballet. Go, teach us your ballet, rubbish.
That's the most stiff thing I've seen in my life.
Exactly.
No, look, come on, ballerina.
I feel like maybe her bum was natural at first.
A Fable Pictures production. The girls move away from the rooftop railing where they were standing. The last one to move, a tall, robust girl with long dreads, turns back to look at the skyline, bathed in early morning misty sunshine. The title in yellow letters, Rox. Photos of the girl as a baby with her afro-haired dad, as a smiling toddler with her mum, and next to a printed quote, "Real queens fix each other's crowns." In her school uniform, the girl, known as Rox, zips up her backpack. In the kitchen, her young brother Emmanuel, in a crisp white shirt, stirs a pan of eggs. Their mum takes the wooden spoon from him.
I think that's done.
Ready for breakfast.
Ready for breakfast.
Rox looks in.
What's all this?
Food?
What, yam and egg?
You've got a big day ahead of you.
Cool. You sure you're right, Mum?
Yeah.
I'm serving
you. Okay.
Emmanuel carefully carries a bowl of yams into the next room.
Let him serve it.
I could say. Okay,
let him serve around. The eggs. Come on.
Let me serve the eggs. No! Mm-mm.
Yeah, leave him.
He blows a raspberry.
Come on, you're far too mature for that.
No, you eat your egg. Don't tell me what to do.
You didn't mean to do that. You're going to eat or what? Yeah.
Shall we say the Lord's Prayer because we're eating yams?
Okay.
Emmanuel puts his hands together.
Our Father, he's up in heaven. Long be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and give us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
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 To the remix.
Preacher.
Thank you.
Mum Funky watches her kids tuck in with a warm but melancholy smile. At the foot of their block of flats, one of the other girls, Samaya, who wears a tight white headscarf, practices dance steps as she waits for Rox.
Bye, Mum.
Wait.
Mum comes out onto the walkway.
Yeah, come here. Come here.
They hug each other. Rox breaks from the hug, but Mum hangs onto her hand for a few seconds. She watches her daughter trudge along the walkway, and Sumaya calls up from below.
Yo, Sumaya! Yo, where? Where's girl?
Mum watches with a soulful expression as Rox goes to join her friend.
Tell her.
Girls pile up the school staircase where they're greeted by a teacher.
Good morning, welcome back. Hope you had a nice summer. Hi, morning.
Boring, I don't really want to get any money.
Right, what is this? Jewellery. Yep, take it off. It's not school policy, you know. All that. Get gone. Thank you very much. Excuse me, Zamea, stand here for a second. Morning, girls. Those are black trainers, not school shoes. All right, you need to take them off. Understand? Thank you. Keep walking, keep walking. Thank you very much. Excuse me, just stand aside there for a second. Keep going, girls. Thank you very much. Is it sunny inside? No, so take them off, please. Off you go. Morning.
Yawa takes off her specs. Rox, Samaya and Agnes look at a phone pic. Ghanaian Congolese Yawa entertains the others.
Don't you lie.
Lie.
That's more. That wasn't a word, but I made it up. Just like that.
Like that.
Like that. Just like maths. You find it. Like that.
One girl has a rubber with a yes on one side and no on the other.
The rubber of destiny.
Get in the bin. Some more questions.
No, if it says yes, then next time we go to your chicken and chip shop, you have to pass us all six wings and chips.
Cool.
Now, say what you want now. Just go on.
So six wings and chips for chicken, all of us.
Chicken wrap. Yeah, make sure you get that sauce.
Chips, two wings.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Hey, y'all was not part of this.
Y'all
hey.
No,
yeah, go.
That's some math.
Rox tosses the rubber.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about your career paths. It's a very important year for you because you're going to be taking your options this year. All right, so has anybody thought about what they might want to do in the future? Agnes?
I want to be a journalist.
Journalist, fantastic. Yeah. Well done. Anybody else? Got any ideas? Natasha?
I want to be a relationship therapist.
A relationship therapist?
Shut up!
Rox, Samaya, listen. You need to do
to the others mull over the question as they fill out forms.
Teacher, tell me, what do you want to do?
I want to be a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Yeah.
And you know you need to have very high levels to be a lawyer?
She does have high levels, though.
Well,
what are you trying to say?
Levels aren't as high as they might need to be if you want to be a lawyer. It's always a good idea to have a backup plan, a plan B.
You don't need no backup.
The kid for Nigeria.
Rox, what's PDD 50 Cent?
I want to be like PDD 50 Cent.
It's because she's good at
business. Yeah, I want to make a meal before I'm 30.
You've got to think about specifically what type of career. They're in the entertainment industry. Business. Now you're getting there. What type of business?
Makeup.
Rihanna.
Give them a discount, though.
Look how much followers she has as well.
Samaya.
Are these all your clients?
Yeah, she gets paid to do their makeup.
I'm impressed.
In the canteen.
Hey, £2 if you want Rox to do your brows. You're gonna have to pay.
Wait. 50p.
Baby girl, you can't move.
Rox does a girl's makeup. Lollipop money changes hands.
Hold on. Put your pesky hands back, fam, and pay the money for my
shirt. Hey, Sasha, what's your body count?
Yawa counts on her fingers. They fall down the corridor. Rox goes into the washroom and Samaya watches her over the top of the cubicle wall.
You can do it, man. Come on.
Rox is holding a wrapped Tampax.
What is this?
You know it does actually take your virginity, right?
It actually does.
No, it doesn't, because it's not that long.
It actually does.
The thing's not that long. Pull the white string. Now take out that plastic white part.
She holds up the tampon by its string.
Yeah, see? That's going to take your virginity, yeah?
Trust me.
Just put it in.
Okay, then move.
Rox and her brother come back to the tower block.
I think maybe there's 8 dinosaurs.
Eight.
He's swinging a yo-yo.
Yeah.
How many? Sure. Can you count to 10?
No, I can count even more than that. 100.
100?
Yeah.
Count to 100 then.
1, 2. I'll do the rest of it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, cool.
Guess what? It's my birthday coming up.
Normally we'll get you something special.
And I'm buying my own thing.
You're buying your own thing?
Yeah. Mm. I cannot trust mommy.
Now that I've won the battle.
Rox hands him a soft drink and a snack.
Emmanuel.
Yes?
Make sure you change before mom comes back.
She spots a note and an envelope containing cash on the kitchen table. She counts the cash and then reads the note, written on crumpled paper and full of crossings out. Baby girl, I left money. I'm so sorry. I tried, but I have to go away again. Clear my head. I love you and your brother very much, yes. I'll come back to you, I promise. Eat well. Look after your brother. You're such a good girl. I should be better for you. I really am sorry. Mummy, kiss. Rox fans herself at the letter as next door Emmanuel is playing with his laser gun. Rox addresses her brother, who has the TV on.
Emmanuel, come, let's go.
But I don't want you to go.
Okay, but I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, can you come with me, please?
Sorry, but no.
If anyone knocks on the door, what do you do?
If anyone knocks on the door, don't answer it.
Thank you.
Hi, it's okay. I'm not here right now. So
hey, darling.
A neighbour.
But have you seen my... Actually, no, I was in school. Well, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, how...
What's the matter?
No, it's fine, don't worry, it's all right.
Rox hurries along the walkway, making another call. In the local market, two boy toddlers are striking poses. A trader pulls a shopping trolley full of carcasses. As Rox passes the stalls, her phone in her hand. She leaves the market behind her, and crossing a street, she goes into a convenience store. She looks about her as she makes her way towards the back of the store, where she peers around a corner. A young guy in a baker's hat is stacking racks of loaves.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh,
have you lot seen Funke?
Your mum hasn't been in for a little while, actually.
Wait, what do you mean she hasn't been here? Since when?
Since, like, 2 weeks.
Wait, did she just leave, or what happened?
Nah, your mum was let go.
Rox walks out through the store, and outside, she bangs a corrugated shutter with her fist. She makes a call.
Hello, Mum. I just went to your workplace and they said that you got fired like 2 weeks ago. Why didn't you tell me this? Every day I've seen you go to work. I know you need to clear your head, but call me.
Inside their flat off the dimly lit walkway, two photos on the wall of her as a 5-year-old and her brother as a baby. Rox sitting up in bed, peering at her phone, looks up to see Emmanuel arriving with his teddy bear.
What are you doing?
I want you to sleep in your bed.
But you have your own bed.
He pulls Rox's duvet over his head.
Okay, if you're going to sleep, just sleep properly then.
I know.
Sleep properly or go to your room.
No.
Sleep properly or go to your room.
Okay.
I don't want to hear Pim.
Fine. But turn off your phone.
There are tiny dinosaurs stuck to a wall as Rox butters some toast. Emmanuel pours cereal as Rox perches on the arm of a chair with her slice of toast.
Too much. Yo.
I need your help on something.
What?
The maths homework.
We're in different sets, though.
Bro, you do higher, I do foundation. I'm sure you can help me.
Emmanuel, get up. Get up. What are you doing?
Down.
Why are you sitting on my phone?
I was sitting down. That's all I
Why
was...
are you raising your voice?
Why are you raising
Stop your... talking now. Sit at the table.
I'm going to
All right, cool, then. Yes. Do it.
I am doing it.
Honestly, let me call you back. I'll call you back.
I need help, man.
He's praying.
Emmanuel. You know mom's coming back. Emmanuel. You know mom's coming home. She's gone away before and has she not come back?
He stands at the window with his back to her.
Emmanuel.
At school, Yawa is climbing a frame. As they chat, one girl strokes another girl's hair. Rox is standing in line to register.
What class are you in?
11G.
To a new girl.
Should you be on your phone?
No, miss.
No, I don't think so. And you're also not a lad. Nail polish. Take it all off.
Wanna do it for me?
Go to lesson now.
Rock smiles as Rochet, the new girl, fires an imaginary gun.
Hi, miss.
Hi.
Can you check if my mum's called in?
Yes. Your mum's called in. Okay, what's the name?
Funky Amatozo.
No. No one's called in.
My name's Shola Joe Matozo.
Yeah, but no one's called in. Are you expecting a call?
No, not really, but I'm just checking.
We'll come back later, just in case.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to my daughter's head.
In class.
So what do you want to know?
What happens in a, like, Somali wedding? Isn't your brother getting married?
Yeah, he is. It's a mess.
Having a mess.
Rox joins her friends.
Hey,
Rox. Hey, Luke. Samaya, seat, please. Khadija. Thank you, Sabina.
This is Roche. She's come from Nottingham. She's going to be joining your form class. I'd like you all to be supportive, as I know you can be. If anybody wants to volunteer and be a buddy for Roche and show her around, that would be great as well. OK?
Right, reading books out, girls, whilst they take the register. Thank you.
Free jump up, come on. Come on, one.
Roche stands at the door of the gym, watching a warm-up.
Free, come on. Free. OK, you're warmed up. Let's do the routine Miss Appleby taught you, yeah? Rox, what are you doing at the back? Quick. To the front. Roche, come and join us.
The girls line up, and Rox joins Samaya. She puts down some moves. She and her skinny friend Samaya dance together. Roche stands at the back, nodding her head to the beat. The two lines of girls find their rhythm. Yawa and a skinny Chinese girl take the floor, making energetic, jerking arm moves. A girl with plaited, crinkled hair takes the floor and shakes her boobs. She rolls her shoulders and jerks her bum. She ends with the splits. Finally, Roche has a go. Later, Rox sits glumly in class. In the street, a woman is combing through a young mum's dreads as people from all ethnicities go about their business. Emmanuel traipses behind Rox and Samaya in the supermarket.
Don't get that.
Where?
Don't get that.
Rox tosses the pack into the trolley.
You're an old woman.
How am I old woman?
Only old people eat that. What, so your mum's actually gone? Again?
It's not a big deal.
So who's going to be with you guys, your nan?
My mum's going to come back. I'm only taking care of Emmanuel for a couple of days.
Is your nan going to come?
She's in Lagos.
At the checkout, Emmanuel is listening to a banana phone.
Can you hear? No, I have to put the point upon your hat. I tricked you.
Rox takes some money from the crumpled envelope.
How's your mum doing?
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rox catches Samaya's doubtful look. The girls walk along the pavement.
Shall I help you take them up?
No, it's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
With a little wave, Samaya watches Rox trudge off down the street carrying two bags of shopping with Emmanuel just behind her. Rox glances back at her. Up on their floor, Rox's neighbour, leaning over the railing with a cup of tea, sees brother and sister approaching.
Do dinosaurs really exist? Do dinosaurs really exist?
What?
Do dinosaurs really exist?
Rox ignores the question. Behind his window, an old man is watering his pot plants. Rox puts money on her phone and makes a call. Emmanuel is lying on the sofa near her.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my dear.
Oh, hello, Grandma.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm well. What about my boy?
Oh, yeah, Emmanuel's fine.
I miss you
and your brother.
Are you still ill, Grandma?
No, the sunshine and fish will cure my bones.
Grandma, I was just wondering, have you heard from Mum?
No, she never returned any of my calls. If not for my ill health, I would have come to see you.
She's just busy.
Not every woman can nurture a child.
Well, she can. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Not every woman is caught out for motherhood.
But I think Mum's doing a great job, to be honest. But Grandma, I need to go. The money on the car's nearly finished.
Okay, dear. Well, tell your mother to call me, oh.
Yeah, I will.
For all she knows, I'm lying in the gutter.
All right, bye, Grandma, bye.
A photo shows Mum with Grandma wearing a traditional Nigerian headdress. Rox draws the curtains and sits in the dark. A spider in its web flutters in the night breeze. Rox sits looking at her phone, with Emmanuel snuggled up against her, playing with his toy dinosaur. On her phone, Samaya asks her if she's still coming tomorrow. You okay, Rox? She asks. Next morning, as a woman at the far end of the walkway is sweeping outside her door, Samaya, in full black Somali robes, arrives at Rox's flat. She tries to call on the phone. Rox lets her in.
Rox, why is your house such a mess?
It's not.
What are you, a vampire?
Cut it, it's too early.
Cut it. Bro, look how dark it is in here, Rox. So why are you not dressed?
I've got to look after Emmanuel.
We can bring him, I'll look after him.
He's not coming.
Why not?
Because he's not coming.
Why not?
Because I'm not. Mashallah. Mashallah, lead the way.
Listen, idiot, I went mosque with this.
Air Force is a perfect touch.
Shut up, man. Go get changed.
Get Emmanuel ready.
Samaya draws back the curtains. She picks up a plate of yesterday's food. Rox brings Emmanuel to join the girls on their rooftop.
Come on, man.
It's okay. Not gonna lie, my back is burning.
Hi, girl.
Okay.
Peter, come back.
He wants to get
it. What's in their parts in your mouth? Look at his reaction.
Is it going to hurt?
No.
Thank you.
Samaya watches Rox playing with her nails, not joining in. But later, she's part of a group selfie. Agnes videos Emmanuel, who's licking a lollipop.
Welcome to the future.
Rox, can you do my eyebrows? Or like, or just do my makeup?
Sorry, Agnes, I don't really have stuff. For your colour, because I never get white clients.
They hang out in the sunshine. Emmanuel looks out over a railing, and a distant plane flies across the sky. The six girls and one small boy lounge on mats on the rooftop of the tower block. At home, Emmanuel tries playing a toy saxophone.
Sis, the TV's not working.
Let me see.
Come and see.
Try turning it on with the remote.
I did it. It's not working.
Rox looks into the fridge.
Damn.
Everything is not working in this home.
Yeah, she's finished.
Aww. She searches her pockets.
Have you seen the brown envelope I had?
No.
I can't even remember taking it out.
There's nothing on there. Only breadcrumbs. I'll look at the house too. It's just me and you.
He attacks a drawing on a wall with a lightsaber.
Turn on. How to get rich. Maybe I could do a charity run. A sponsored walk.
I'll just shut up and look for the money.
No.
Just look for it.
No. Never.
Rox sits down on the armchair looking anxious. At night, she sits on her landing and makes another call. Glumly, she leans on her hand as she looks out over the lights of London. At school, she sits next to fair-skinned Agnes.
Yes, of course.
OK, welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed. Quiet down, please. We'll just check that you're on the ball. We'll do the easy one where I wrote the equation out for you. Does anybody want to impress me? We'll skip all...
Rox's phone.
OK, it's somebody's phone, so I can hear it.
Hello, who's this?
Is that you, Sherlock?
Hello?
No,
who's this?
Agnes, I'm not talking to you.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Sherlock, could you get off your phone, please? Excuse me, could you get off your phone, please?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Can you
are stopping the whole learning process. This is a top set math class. You are disturbing the lesson.
Yeah,
if you don't give me your phone, I'm going to have to put you in isolation.
Your phone number has been chosen to be included in the
I asked you three times. I'm going to have to send you out.
I'll turn it off, man.
I don't care. You're going. Miss Judge, yeah, could you come and get Shola, please?
It's not that deep,
it's
sir.
It's nothing to do with you, Agnes. If you want to join her in isolation, I suggest...
Well, where's the C1,
give me your phone,
C2,
please.
You're talking about...
Exactly. Do you want me to take that prefect badge off you?
No, but I'm...
The prefect.
You're just on your period, sir. That's why you're angry.
Do you know what? That's offensive, whether you're talking to anybody.
How
and the fact that you're
offensive?
Talking to a male teacher...
Rox follows Miss Judge down a corridor. In isolation, she rocks her chair back and forth. Then, glancing behind her, she sees Roche in another room, and they both giggle. in cookery class.
Miss yours. It's not that
bad. Endless old. Guys, remember the girl from Nottingham? The new girl. She speaks better with, you know, she says boom for nice.
She's bro.
Like
bum for nice.
How
she got kicked out of her last school?
So why didn't you reply to my text on Sunday?
I had a mad headache. What's happening with the wedding?
Nothing much, just bare people in the house.
Rashay bursts in. Rox giggles, but Samaya looks distinctly unamused.
Rashay, you're late.
My bad.
Right. Put this on and join a group. Come on.
Rochet throws a blue tabard over her head.
You have to sieve it.
Hi.
Limit.
So can you make malawa?
I don't know what that is.
Wrong answer.
She's so stupid.
Rox.
Hey, Rochet. Is your name Roshi?
Yeah, Rochet.
Rochet. In that cupboard there should be chocolate. Just help me make chocolate sauce.
You need help.
Well, I don't need her help.
Why is she even here? Do you know what I mean? Whoops.
Rochet pushes a girl's bowl.
Yes, she done that on purpose. Who the f***? Stop! What are you doing?
Stop!
What are you doing? Rochet, shut up!
Please,
shut up!
Samaya looks peeved. Rochet gets cake mix thrown at her. Now it's full on cake mix war.
For goodness sake!
Rox twirls cake mix above her head, and there's slippery threads of the stuff all over the floor. Rochet and Rox leave the cooking class triumphantly, leaving devastation behind them. Outside, the gang strolls along.
My stepmom owns a salon. So, like, yeah.
Where's it?
Dalston.
Dalston?
You do makeup, don't you?
Mm-hmm. How did you know?
I seen on Insta.
Someone kicks a ball into their midst. A birthday balloon hovers above some floral tributes pinned to a railing, and Emmanuel is carrying a glass fish tank.
So why do you have a frog?
Because I'm looking after it.
Does everyone get to take the frog?
Of course, everyone does. Because otherwise it wouldn't be a class pet. It would be more like a pet, just a pet.
What's the frog's name?
Tiny, because he's a tiny little frog. That's why we named him Tiny.
Rox looks up to the door of their flat.
Are those people outside their door?
Yeah.
A guy passes them as they come into the concourse.
Someone was looking for you.
Come on, let's go.
Wait, come.
Wait, but we're supposed to go upstairs.
Just come. Wait here. Mommy. Just wait here.
And I want to go to five.
Just wait here. Wait, and I'm going to get my phone for you so you can play.
Wait.
Rox hurries upstairs and peers through the banister at a man talking to her middle-aged neighbour.
Sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong, she's a lovely mum when she's on call. Look, I haven't seen her for a little while, and I'm getting a bit worried for the kids.
As Rox eavesdrops, Emmanuel waits down below with his frog. He addresses his pet.
Wait
till I get back from school.
Rox runs downstairs.
Come on, let's go.
Why?
Because we got I got a surprise for you, come.
Where is it? Is Mummy here?
I have a surprise for you, come.
Is Mummy here?
No, we're going to have a sleepover.
Okay, but I want my pillow.
I'll get it for you after.
I want my pillow now and I want Mummy.
I will get it for you after when we have food. Can you come with me, please?
Mummy, why are we running? What's wrong?
Emmanuel, clutching his pet tank, walks alongside his sister as they arrive at a house where three Somali men are sitting in the front garden.
Hello.
You all right, Emmanuel?
Samir's brother, Zain.
Yeah, she's in. I'll go get her.
From inside the house, oi, Fawzi, who's at the door? Fawzi, tell them we're busy. It's Samir's friend, says Samir's older sister. Tell them we're busy with your brother's engagement, says the mother. Rox waits uncertainly. One of the men asks, who are these people and what's inside this box? Samir comes out of the house.
Hey, Rox, you all right?
Yeah, you all right, Samir?
What's going on?
Could me and Emmanuel stay here for just for the night?
Why, what's up?
I'll tell you inside. Emmanuel, I'll tell you inside. Hello, auntie.
Hi, Shola.
What's happened, asks her mum. She needs to come in, says Samir. Is everything all right at home?
Oh, yeah, just had the lift for now. Just come in.
Emmanuel walks towards the front door with his frog box, and the man points at him again. It's an animal. Isn't it an animal? What's this animal? Is it normal to bring an animal into the house, asks the male relative. It's normal, says Zain's dad. Please, Abdurrahman, stop it. Everyone has a pet.
The house looks sick like this, you know.
Emmanuel comes into the festive tent set up for the party.
Emmanuel, would you want cake, yeah? You can get a sugar frog.
It's just a frog. It's just a frog.
Put a frog on there,
I'll take. Are you going to try our things? How do I
have a kid?
He doesn't want to.
I'll stop fruiting the kid. Do you know what I mean?
I bet she loves
the kid.
She loves the
kid. Shmei, go get him it, please.
No,
go
get it. You get it.
Why? I don't get stuff for people that's long. Rox, yeah, the only reason why she's moving like this is because I'm going uni and my brother's going to get married. She's
going to
be
left alone.
Lol. She says when she was crying in my bed. Anyway, she's going to be doing all the stuff in the house for Hoya. I ain't going to be here. Look at her, she's like a little baby Jia, Hoya.
Yeah?
Why are you helping? This is a rare moment. Hate on what?
I don't know who your bridesmaids are going to be, to be honest.
There's nothing to hate on.
What do you mean?
Don't ever run your mouth because
they
don't have no bridesmaid.
She wants cake.
It's okay.
Sweet.
Rock sits down next to Emmanuel, who doesn't seem to be enjoying all the chit chat.
Good boy.
Emmanuel gives his sister a sideways look and she smiles at him fondly as Abdurrahman, the uncle who was concerned about the animal, provides the entertainment. Emmanuel joins in the clapping. Some people start dancing. A colour photo shows Samaya and her handsome, smiling family, and one photo shows Rox with Samaya.
Do you want to hold it?
No, just put it on. Just put it. Go then, one. Rox, seriously, put your hands up. And stop stepping on the thing.
Samaya is getting Rox dressed in a festive Somali robe, wrapping the long yellow and red fabric around her waist and over her shoulder. Samaya ties a knot in the fabric.
You look so nice.
It's beautiful on her, says Samaya's sister.
I have one for you when you get married.
Samaya's mother to her older daughter. Oh dear, this little boy. Does his mum know he's with us? Yes, mum. She knows that he's with us. It's okay. We talked to her already, says Samaya. And the sister nods. Are you sure? Asks the mum.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, auntie.
Bye, Hoya.
What did your mum say? She said it's cool. Don't worry. You can stay.
Yeah.
See you in the morning.
See ya.
See you tomorrow.
As Samaya folds napkins, Rock suddenly looks grave.
You're lucky your sister backs you, you know.
Yeah, I know. But she's leaving to Leicester soon. We're going to miss her.
It's not really a big deal. Just Leicester.
It kind of is, because I've been living with her for, like, most of my life. So, it's a bit...
It's like two trains to Leicester.
And so is my brother. He's leaving as well. Spare.
He's only going to Tottenham.
Listen, Rox, I think you should tell someone about your mum.
I don't think so.
It's just you and Emmanuel in the house. It's not safe.
I've been doing just fine. I don't need you. Like, not like that. Like, I just don't... I don't need you to worry for me. I don't need it. I'm just here for tonight.
Go then.
I said I'm here for
no,
tonight.
Why are you here?
Go. Are you listening?
Leave Emmanuel, then
bro, I think that durag is doing something to your ears. Are you even listening to what I'm saying? I said I'm here for tonight. And
then
when I'm
go. You
in
don't
tomorrow
need
morning,
me. Okay, you don't need me. Leave Emmanuel and go. Because you've been doing this for the whole time, Rox. I'm always here for you. You always have barriers up. Like, what's the problem? Talk to me. I don't get it.
Like, you wouldn't understand.
Which is why I'm trying to understand and help you.
Bruv, you have everything. You have your mom, your dad, your nice house. Like,
that's got nothing to do with the situation.
It has
right
everything
now,
to do with
which
it.
Which is why I'm
you
trying
don't understand
to help
where,
you. But
let
I'm
me speak.
To help
let me. Is it not my situation?
But I'm
can I speak?
To help you. Let me guess. I live a perfect life.
You live a perfect life. You
okay,
have a mom,
but I'm trying to bring
your dad,
you into my life. I'm
brothers
bring
and
you
sisters.
Into my life.
You don't know what
but
hurt
I'm
is.
I'm trying to bring you into my
can
life.
You shut up and let me speak. You live a perfect life, but you're here. Leicester, Tottenham. Who gives a fuck?
Don't swear my house. We'll see when you have no one left. We'll see.
Bruv, I have no one. So you think you leaving me is going to affect me in any kind of way? It doesn't. So don't feel like you have any gain to my life. Don't feel like you do nothing. Because you do nothing.
If I do
lost
nothing,
everyone.
Why are you here
I
for help?
I have no mum. I have no dad.
Listen.
So you
listen.
Leaving me doesn't mean anything.
Then why
so
are
shut
you in
up.
My house? Then why are you in my house?
Rox knocks the photo of the two of them face down. Now she sits in an armchair, a picture of mute unhappiness. Samaya, standing in a hallway, wipes away tears with her long, slender fingers. Rox wipes away her tears. Next day, an aerial view of trains moving slowly along a railway track. Emmanuel, in his smart maroon school jumper and white shirt, walks along a railing near their home, and his mouth widens in awe at the sight of the spider in its web.
Wow. So cool.
Have a good day at school, Emmanuel.
Samaya walks on, her thin face pale and glum. Rox, following behind carrying the frog box, spots the man from social services waiting outside the entrance of the block.
Emmanuel, come on, let's go.
She takes her brother's hand. The man comes away from the building with a purposeful gait, in art class.
You know that we've been looking at Pablo Picasso, we know that we've been looking at Cubism. I want you to think about how he recreates the portraits and replaces the facial features in his portraits. While you're working today, I want you to talk to each other about what is it that people do to make judgments about you. What is it people see when they look at you?
Oh, wow. Why have you done it in blocks like that?
Agnes.
I feel like you guys have an identity, right? Like, if we talk about, like, culture and stuff, because I feel like being English is just boring.
Because we're living in this country and we know about that. If you went to Bangladesh, they would think, wow, she's English. Like what type of tea does she drink and stuff like that? You know what
I mean? Did you find out about your grandparents?
Yeah, in Auschwitz.
So your grandparents were in Auschwitz?
Yeah, my great-grand that survived the war. We went to see.
No way.
And I had, like, the old little, like, block for, like, gypsies.
How are they in Auschwitz?
Oh,
we don't have to be Jewish to not be classified as bad to Hitler, Agnes.
He wasn't. Well, Hitler thought was perfect.
Yeah.
That guy needs to fix up.
Well, that's why he's dead.
I don't think I want to do singing no more. Like, I found my real passion.
Which
what
is it?
Guys, are you seeing this work of art? I'm gonna be the new Picasso, like. Are y'all seeing this?
Okay, so I'm walking up to the school gate, it's just minding my own business. And then guess who I see?
Who?
Ferrero Rocher. New girl walks away with Rox.
What's she using?
Ferrero Rocher.
No, I don't think so.
Why is she bunking with her?
Samaya, do you know?
This girl making too much trouble, guys.
Samaya shrugs as if she doesn't care. Rocher brings Rox and Emmanuel to a beauty salon run by Anna, a pretty blonde Polish woman.
Hi. No school?
No, it's an inset day.
What's that?
It's a teacher training day.
Okay. And who's this handsome chap?
His name's Emmanuel.
My little brother. Ah. Kristyna, zobacz, kogo nam dzisiaj przeprowadziła, jaki przystojniak.
Jest znajomy. Hey.
Get to the chair.
Look, I'll show you something. She can do your feet. Come sit down. How are you?
Anna. Yeah? This is Rox.
Hello.
She does makeup.
What kind of makeup do you do? Anything, like wedding, prom, birthdays. That's good. Maybe she can teach you something. Yeah, could I do it in the shop? Well, I don't know. Sometimes customers ask for makeup. I could start today, like right now.
Oh, you are keen.
Leave your phone number. I'll give you a ring if we need anybody.
Emmanuel, looking at her phone with one of the salon assistants, is soaking his feet in a bowl of water.
I've got a motive, if you want to go.
What motive?
You've got to leave Emmanuel here.
Is it on my lap?
Yeah, watch this. Anna, me and Rox want to go to the library, but leave Emmanuel here.
Sushar?
It's fine with me.
Well, you're lucky. Okay, don't be long. I left my number here. All right, then.
Emmanuel shows Rox his blue nails.
Okay?
Yeah.
What is this rubbish?
Nail polish.
Wow.
Yo, do I hear that? Do I hear? No kids? Yes, that is. No children? Oh, yeah!
Roshay and Rox go off.
When me and Samaya were younger, girls were picking on her. So then I backed Samaya. They started calling me Rox because I was moving rockers. So where are we going?
Oh, we're going to go in with my cousin Mo and his friend.
Who's his friend?
His name's Mohammed.
Is Mohammed your boyfriend?
What? Ew, no.
They're on a bus.
So do you choose Mo a lot?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's like he's from East, but he's from Wolverhampton.
Where's Wolverhampton?
He's a bit... Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, look at that.
Roche does a bear-like swagger.
So how come you need a job in the salon?
Just to make some extra money.
Money?
Yeah, just to make some extra money. Innit?
Do you want to tell you a little secret? You know how sometimes working in the salon? When the customers are paying, I take pictures of their credit cards, their debit cards, the receipts, and I just hand it over to Mo Mohammed.
So you basically do fraud?
You want to see the money I made at the last one? This is a receipt worth £2.
That's your business. Don't tell me. I didn't hear that. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Two boys are waiting for them.
Hello, is that them now? They take their time, bro.
Hi.
Ah, finally.
Are you all right?
Hey. Hi, yo, I'm Mo. Nice to meet you.
Should we go somewhere nice today?
Well, yeah.
Somewhere
came up.
Surty.
You're going to get so gassed. You're going to...
Stop talking about it. Can't we just go there? By the time we get there, you're not going to be Snapchatting at 24, you know? I'm going that way. You don't want to come.
What is wrong with you? No.
The girls ride on the back of the boys' bicycles.
How did you not get this place?
Are you ready?
My uncle, innit? Hooked me up. I swear down.
Roche films on her phone as they come into a luxury modern flat, and Mo's jaw drops in amazement.
Yo! Why have you not took me here before, bro?
Rox looks out of the plate glass window at the city below, clearly impressed.
Does your uncle really own this place?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Then man, they
move a little. Roche videos them running upstairs to the next level of the penthouse, helping themselves to drinks poured into crystal glasses.
Yo, I feel like a king out here. Yo, I run this place. Where are you from?
I'm half Jamal.
What?
My other half is Nigerian.
Swear. I'm Chinese, Jamaican, Ukrainian, English. They call me the melting pot, fam.
Hey, so what do you eat at Christmas?
I eat chicken, innit? I told you. You know, there's some nice spots to London, you know. Some nice green spots.
and I wouldn't mind like showing them to you. I've got a free schedule this week if you want to meet up with me.
On the roof terrace, Mo holds Rox's hand. She smiles shyly and then shrugs.
What do you want? The moons? Or some new AirPods or something?
Mohammed and Roche are filmed.
Hey, not flower boy.
Rox applies pink gloss to Roche's lips.
So what's wrong earlier?
What, at the salon?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Just earlier today, I just saw some people.
Who?
In my house.
Who? You're not telling me who?
I don't know.
I'm joking.
They just look so serious, and they were talking to my neighbour, and I know...
As in, like, official looking?
Yeah, I think they were social.
Can you not go to your dad?
No, my dad died when I was, like, 4.
Oh, that's sad, man.
Rox powders Roche's cheeks.
Boy, I'm peng on, eh?
Gasper.
No, I need to go show the boys still. Can you come in?
Yeah, one second, let me just pack this.
Bring my bag out afterwards, yeah?
Sipping up Roche's backpack, Rox finds some money inside it. She goes to put it back into the bag. She has second thoughts and tucks the banknotes into the breast pocket of her denim jacket. Up on the roof, the other three are lying back on lounges.
Girl, wait there. I got a drink for you.
Yeah, let's go home.
Sit down.
You have to look after your little brother in there.
Yeah, who's that?
Who's that?
Lots of light.
A light.
They scarper as a man in a suit appears. They run down the service stairs carrying their drinks as the man, an estate agent, shows two women around the flat.
Confusing with the booking. Why don't we start downstairs?
Rox carries a manual and his frog box home in her arms.
Don't let anyone see you. I'll be quick.
Bye-bye.
She runs upstairs and, looking behind her, hurries to the front door. Emmanuel watches a flock of birds soaring above him. In the flat, surrounded by photos of her parents and her and Sumaya, Rox hurriedly packs some things. She locks the front door and creeps down the outside steps. They walk along a street.
Why are you wearing that headscarf?
Because I'm meant to be a mum.
Oh, so that's why you wear those funny shoes.
They're not funny shoes.
Yes, they are. They kind of.
Come, let's go.
They come to a cheap local hotel.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Can I get a room, please?
How many people?
Two.
You and the little boy?
Yeah, my son.
Would you like a twin bed or a double bed?
A twin bed. What's a twin bed?
Twin bed is two single beds.
Yeah, can I get that, please?
Have you got an ID on you, please?
No, I don't.
Oh, in that case, I'm going to have to charge you for the deposit. I'll give it back to you when you check out.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel is gazing at a fish tank in the lobby.
Come on. Okay.
They go off to their room. Carrying a black bin bag, Emmanuel stops at the door.
Come in then.
I want mum.
What?
I want mummy.
Just come in. She's in the bathroom.
Where is she?
He looks behind the shower curtain.
She's not there.
Yeah, she's not here.
So why did you lie to me? Tell me, why?
Rox is lost for an answer. Emmanuel lies down on the floor between the two beds.
Why did he go? Just tell me, please.
Well, yeah, it's because of me, innit?
I knew the whole time.
He slides his raised arms bent at the elbow along one wall, and Rox beckons him over.
Come.
She folds him in her arms.
I don't know if she's coming back.
I don't want her to come back anymore. She's a stupid person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you
sure? Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? That's negative.
She steals a kiss
as
he wriggles.
Close your eyes. Think of everything that is happy. And keep on breathing in and out. And stop thinking about all your worries. Are you happy? How do you not know? My dinosaur.
He unpacks their things.
Tissue.
Look.
She unfolds a sanitary towel.
Look at that!
She lunges at him with it.
Fancy face! Fancy! Fancy!
Lying back, still in his uniform, he lets Rox cover him with the bedspread, and she places his favourite pillow on the bed. She dabs white foundation on his face. He carefully paints her nose.
I don't feel like peanut butter.
You don't want it? Just eat a little bit.
No, thank you.
The key to their room is on the bedside table. He lies flat out on the bed. The City Vale hotel sign shines brightly as traffic streams past. In the room, Rox is looking at one of her videos of her mum, Funke, cuddling Emmanuel in bed. Mum covers him with a purple duvet. Then Rox plays back her mum with her head in a towel, brushing her teeth in the bathroom, with Emmanuel behind her, grinning and trying to shut the door on his sister. Tiny the Frog is in the shower tray. Later in the night, Rox gets a message on her phone and she reaches for the lamp switch. The message from Roche reads, "Got your number from the salon. Can you do makeup for my birthday tomorrow?" With a smile, Rox sends a reply. A flock of pigeons takes to the air, flying past the tower block where Rox lives, and where Sameo, waiting on the stairwell, looks out with a rueful purse of the lips. At school, the gaggle of girls is looking at some jewellery for sale.
£1.
Roche comes up and casually swipes a lollipop, but Sameo rounds on her.
You didn't pay for that.
If I want it, then I can have it.
Roche, you didn't pay for it. Just pass it.
No.
Oh, my God, this girl. Did you pay for it?
Your mate, Rox, stole from me.
Don't piss me off. Not today, Rox.
Yeah, what?
You can't come to a new school and think of the shit.
What if I don't get
out of my face, Roche?
So just spit in your face.
Go on, then.
You'll be dick.
Go on, then. Go on, then.
All right, go on,
Zaz. And I'm waiting. You're not spitting in my face.
I'll fuck you up differently.
Go on, then.
Go on, then. Fucking spit in my face. That's what I fucking dickhead.
Roche shoves Sameo, who comes back at her. Roche falls against a metal banister, hitting her ear.
Oh, flip,
she's bleeding.
She's the one bleeding now.
Sameo, go stand over there. Yeah. Sameo, stand over there.
Why are you even bleeding? Why are you bleeding?
Tia,
what?
Tia.
What?
Hello, hello.
What?
Listen.
Me and my name!
Tia, go inside and get Miss for me, please. Tia, inside, stand there.
Oh, my God.
The teacher leads Roche away. Sameo sits down, her almond-shaped brown eyes troubled. Seen at a distance, Rox and Emmanuel are walking along a towpath by a canal.
Will you make lots of money from your job today?
Yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire.
I want to be one too. Can I be a little billionaire? Can I be a child billionaire? So I mean by child billionaire, can I live with you?
They chuck stones.
Of course.
Tanya's sick and tired of moving around. How about we let him free?
To be honest, I don't care about that frog.
How dare you say that?
They open the frog box.
Bye-bye, Froggy. You'll always be my lovely little frog, frog, frog. Hop, hop. Aren't you going to say bye? He's going to
do bye-bye, Froggy.
Actually, it's too late now. So he's gone.
He chucks stones between two moored barges, and at the flats, the kindly black teacher from school walks along to Rox's door. Rox.
Miss Omotoso? Rox?
She crouches down to look through the letterbox.
Rox?
She looks back at the block as she descends the outside stairs. Rox and Emmanuel are on a bus.
This girl?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. How can we go?
When I finish doing the lady's makeup, I'll buy you food. We'll be done in an hour. If anyone asks you anything about Mom, just be quiet.
He faces away from her with his eyes closed.
Look at me. Are you going to speak when we get there? We're getting off this stop. Make sure you have everything.
Yep.
He holds up his school bag. She spots Roche and Mo in the street.
Why aren't we going on?
What is she doing here?
Isn't that Roche? It's your money, just give it back. What's happening? What's happening?
Nothing.
Seeing Roche's accusing look, Rox lays a manual across her lap.
I want to see you outside. Why is she shouting at you?
She heaves a deep sigh.
Why aren't we getting
up? Her eyes fill with apprehension.
Roche tricked me.
Why?
Rox can give him no answer.
Why did Roche say you stole money?
Because, I don't know.
She has tears rolling down her cheeks, clutching her little brother by the hand. Roche, sitting on the steps outside the flats, wipes her eyes and waits. Rox's school ID is on the front desk of the City Bell Hotel, and Emmanuel comes in, waving at the receptionist in greeting.
Here's your bags.
What are you doing?
I had to empty the room. And do you want to explain what that school ID is to me?
It's old.
I can see the date on it. It's not old.
Can I just stay with my name?
Do you understand? I could get into trouble and I could get fired.
Okay.
You have to leave now, please.
Well, can I get the £40 back then?
A what?
Can I get my £40 back?
No, you lost your £40 because you didn't check out. It counts as another day.
What do you mean I lost my £40?
What do you mean?
You said it was a deposit and I'm getting it back.
Yeah. No, please, you
have
to leave.
I need that £40.
I have guests here. I can't have you disrupting all of this on the floor.
No one asked you to take my stuff out. What are you doing? How did you even find this card? It was in my trouser pocket. So you're looking through my pants. Yeah, pedophile.
What?
You're a paedophile.
What? I don't clean rooms, I'm a receptionist.
You're a paedophile. Don't touch me.
Don't use that word with
probably
me.
Probably touch yourself.
Don't go there. There's no money here.
Just taking this.
Mark.
I move, bruv. Call Mark then. Mark.
Please.
Stop touching me, bruv.
Stop. Can you please leave? Stop, you people. Stop acting like an animal. What's wrong with you?
What animals, bruv? You better watch your mouth. You're an animal. I'll show you what
animal. You know what I mean. Get out. Get out.
Tell me what you mean.
Get out.
Tell me what you mean,
bro. Exactly what I mean.
What?
Only thing you people know.
You look fucked up.
I know my place in the society. Get out of my hotel.
You're both Indian.
Get out.
You're
What
I'm not Indian.
Where are you from?
Well, he's Indian. You don't even know where I come from.
It's not about that. We're not doing maths.
He's seeing you as an example. He's going to grow. He's going to be just like you.
Shut
get
the hell
up, please.
I'm going to be a king, you dickhead.
Back off. Get out.
Your children will work for my brother, so shut the hell up.
Much like you do. Look at you.
Punish my brother's shoes.
Your elders.
Oh, my.
Your thief.
Okay, I'm going to call the police. Right, 113 Citywell Hotel.
Hands out! Why are your hands out, sir?
I called the police. There's a woman here. She's disturbing.
Look at this. She throws her bag onto the pavement outside the hotel.
Get this, bro. Oh my God.
She bangs her head against the window. She picks up the bag, and Emmanuel watches her with a worried face as she thinks what to do. She puts her arm around him and leads him away, both of them glancing anxiously behind them. After dark, the street is packed with shoppers. Emmanuel, in his green dinosaur hoodie, watches a road sweeper suck up some bubble wrap.
Where are we going?
I'm trying to figure something out.
Glancing at Emmanuel sitting at an empty market stall table, Rox looks at her phone, at a photograph of herself, on Roche's feed, with the message, "Don't trust this girl, she stole from me." They trudge on past Poundland and the mess of the day's street market.
Are Agnes's parents asleep yet?
Yes, they are, so when you get there, you have to be quiet, OK?
I thought Agnes wasn't your real friend.
What are you talking about? I've known her since primary school. Don't say that when we get there.
Don't bug Agnes and mind that slug.
Shh, we have to be quiet.
Mind that slug.
You're right.
Agnes picks Emmanuel up at the door.
Be quiet, Lucas. My mum's right down there.
Rox shuts the front door and puts her backpack down in Agnes's softly lit bedroom. She looks at the walls covered with drawings of rabbits and flowers, and among some photos, a large one of her and Agnes when they were younger. In the front room, Emmanuel holds his hand up to an angle-poised lamp. Seeing Rox sitting on the floor of her bedroom, staring with a closed, angry face, long blonde-haired Agnes kneels down next to her.
Do you want to talk?
Who even wants to say?
We already know what happened.
Rox's eyes shift warily.
How do you know?
From Roche. But looks like she's not even going to come back to our school, so just forget her. You just can't keep, going on by yourself.
Rox jiggles her clasped hands.
I didn't do anything. I'm not like them other kids that swear to their mum I didn't do nothing to her.
You know, there's got to be a way to, sort all this out.
Next door, Emmanuel is gazing at a snow globe.
What am I going to do about Emmanuel?
He leans on his hand as he listens. Rox takes her hands from her tear-stained face. Her dark brown eyes reflecting her deep anxiety, Rox turns her head towards next door where her brother is fast asleep. And Agnes crawls onto her raised bunk.
I remember staying here time ago.
Rox is sitting underneath her, surrounded by fairy lights and pretty pictures.
Do you think she's ever going to come back?
Rox shakes her head doubtfully.
I don't know.
In the early light of day, a string of decorative baubles hangs down above Rox, who's sleeping next to her brother, their hands touching. the eye of the green dinosaur hoodie keeping watch.
Come on, you come with me.
Someone scoops up Emmanuel.
Yo, what are you doing? Hello?
Rox wakes to see a man carrying him away.
Excuse me.
Hi, I'm from social
Excuse
services.
Excuse me, sir.
And
where's Emmanuel?
Sorry, is it Rox? It's gonna be safe.
Can you stop walking? Why are you still walking?
Wait.
What are you doing? I didn't ask for this, Agnes.
Agnes appears with her mum.
Emmanuel, listen.
No words.
Hang on a minute.
No words. So you get him out of the car, please.
It's all right. If you don't
what are you
with
doing?
Us, I'm going to have to let Emmanuel go by himself.
Going with you.
Let him out of the car. No, we're not going to go with you.
What are you doing? No words.
His round eyes bewildered, Emmanuel sits in the back of a car in his dinosaur hoodie as the man talks at him.
Can you open the door?
I was just asking for advice because I wanted to help you guys.
Can you open the door? Emmanuel, open the door?
Rox weeps inconsolably.
Rox, listen, you need to stop now, okay?
I'm sorry.
Come in the car with us. Come in the car with us, or we've got to go without. Stop. It's time to get in the car.
Okay.
She heaves herself into the car.
This is the bag. Give me the pink one. Agnes, look, you see, here's your things.
Agnes and her mum bring Rox's things. Rox winds down the car window.
Rox, I'm sorry. My shoes.
Rox, please, I'm really sorry.
Hey, you put the window up.
I just wanted to help you guys.
Rox doesn't look at Agnes.
Rox, please. Rox!
Put the window up, please.
Agnes looks both stung and guilty. She looks into the car window. The car drives off, with Rox stroking her brother's cheek. Wraps her arms around him. Raindrops spit on the car window as the vehicle drives along. In a waiting room, Emmanuel is back in his own world of play. Next to him, Roxy's legs jiggle restlessly.
Mayday! Guardians of the galaxy! Save yourselves! No!
The social worker looks up at her male colleague arriving with a female superior, and Rox stands up.
Emmanuel.
She takes Emmanuel by the hand and pulls him to his feet. He goes on playing with his toy.
Come.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. You're going to have to go with these two people. Okay?
Why? Aren't you coming?
No, I'm not coming. Me, your mummy. We're going to be together soon. But you can't tell anyone. You have something there.
Emmanuel grins at her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rox turns her back as the people leave with her brother. She slumps down in a chair.
Look, I'm sorry that we haven't got any local foster carers that can look after both of you. But there's a nice foster family in Hastings that are going to take really good care of him. And you'll be staying with a local foster carer.
They arrive at the new place.
Come on.
The social worker crosses a street with Rox traipsing behind her.
Mom's coming back.
Yeah, maybe. But we'll go with this for now.
She goes up to a neatly black painted front door, and Rox looks about her, disoriented. There are photos of a smiling black family displayed on a sideboard.
She's had difficulty managing her medication and mental health. Rox has been looking after herself, looking after Emmanuel.
Sitting on her bed in her new room, Rox sends a text. A black foster mother helps her make the bed. Rox glances up at the silent woman, who twitches a brief smile.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm fine.
You like curry goat?
I don't really eat Jamaican food.
Really? You do spicy food?
A little bit.
I cook good. You don't have to worry about that. Thank you. If you fancy anything, let me know, and I'll heat some up for you. All right?
Thank you.
That's my pleasure.
Rox eyes her uncertainly.
I'll leave you to settle. If you want anything, I'm just in the other room, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Rox sits with her hands in her lap. At night, a helicopter crosses the sky. Rox moves from her room towards the woman's kitchen, glancing behind her. She lifts the lid of a pot on the stove and takes a look at what is cooking. She takes a fingerful and tastes it. She lies in her freshly made up bed, wide awake. In the morning, she carefully lays out her uniform. She comes into the school forecourt. Agnes is sitting with two friends at one table. Samaya, Khadija, Sabina and Yawa are all together at another table. Rox glances through the window of the cafeteria, then looks away, uncertain what to do. She sighs deeply and turns back to look at Samaya, deep in conversation with the other girls. Rox wanders in, her hands thrust into the pockets of her denim jacket. Other girls stare at her. Samaya watches her, but doesn't move. Rox pulls out a chair at a counter table for herself.
Hey, Rox, come sit here.
Hesitating, Rox thinks for a moment, then moves towards Samaya's table. Sabina makes room for her.
Sit down, man.
They all look at her awkwardly. She eyes them warily. Samaya hands her a bowl.
And some cake.
Rox takes the bowl, her face relaxing, and Samaya smiles with relief.
Rox, man.
Where you been?
Ghosting. She's been ghosting.
Hey, ghosting
on us, like.
So lame.
In the art room.
So where's Emmanuel?
He's in Hastings.
Hastings?
Where's Hastings?
1066 by the Hastings.
You're so wet.
Fam, that's the only Hastings I know. Do you know any other Hastings?
Hastings?
Hastings.
Hastings.
Hastings. You know what I mean? Basically, it's his birthday tomorrow, and I'm not trying to miss it, so I'm trying to go Hastings.
Well, we're coming with you then.
Yeah.
You guys don't need to come with me.
Ask my mum.
What do you mean we don't have to come with you?
I'm going to come.
Exactly. I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, guys, it's £29 off peak for one person.
29?
Raw, like, in total.
Per person.
Are you mad?
Nah, for real. That's bare P.
Brother, I have zero P to my name.
Let's add our money together. No, yeah, like, we've got buy one ticket.
I don't want to take you guys' money.
No, but it's calm. We're doing this together.
Agnes joins them.
What do you want, Agnes?
I know what she wants. She wants to go tell them people more stuff about you.
I just came to help.
Okay, do you have money?
I have 20.
Man, let me check that, man.
Check what?
If this is real, once a snake, always a snake. Yeah, I see the queen. The queen's shining.
It's her deck. I've got £5. It was for the shop, but here.
Thanks, man.
I have like £1.50. I was gonna get like chicken and chips, but Khadija, you got me.
Yeah,
right?
It's calm. How
are you sure?
Yeah, they were going for shrimpads anyway.
Oh, thank you. £35.
£36. Hey, man, we're gonna need money for food as well.
Yeah, we have £40.
We got this, man.
Hey.
So we're all cool, right?
Agnes.
Are we?
Yep.
Samaya, pink-veiled Khadija, Sabina, Yawa, Agnes and Rox come through a busy archway leading into Victoria Station and march across the concourse.
It said that, man.
That doesn't say what platform.
Yeah, it says it.
It said the platform, so I didn't catch it.
On the other side?
Yeah. Right, come then.
Okay, let's go check.
Guys,
no,
let's get cookies.
No,
Yawa. Let's get cookies. Yawa. It's in love you, please.
They come to the automatic ticket barriers where a constant stream of commuters passes this way and that. The girls stand in a worried huddle.
Okay, you lot are panicking, just wait.
Guys, wait.
Me and Samaya will go through first, then we'll give you guys the tickets.
Okay.
And then you,
and
go,
then you
guys go one by one.
Okay.
And stop panicking, you're sweating as well.
No, I'm not.
You're sweating.
Cool, I'm not ready. Go
They hover around the bank of barriers as Rox, with Samaya pressed against her, scampers through to the other side. The other four watch nervously.
You can't use it twice.
They dash through the guards barrier all together.
Hurry up, I'm just looking.
Oi, where's your ticket? Oi!
They run foot down the train platform, and they're on the train.
Your name!
Samaya and Yao were both sucking lollipops, jerk shoulders, and sway their bodies to the beat. Opposite them, pink-veiled Khadija looks at her phone. Agnes laughs and Roxy blows bubblegum.
I've never even left London.
The bubble splats all over her chin. Samaya films sunlight beaming into the train compartment.
Hey.
Yawa.
What are we going to do when we go to Hastings? We're just chilling, like.
Imagine we go and he's not even there.
Man, you'll be there, Rox, man. Don't worry.
She blocked me on Insta.
But some people feel struggling to
us. That's
a huge. I want to live here. That's not fair.
I would go there for like a weekend just to feed your cow and feed your chicken, then ride your horse.
Rox stares morosely out of the window. A view of the beach at Hastings as the girls come out of the train station.
You got a dragon.
Man, it looks like Italy.
I can get it in.
Well, it looks nice, but I wouldn't want to stay here like more than a day. It looks like some horror film place. I'm like, get out, King Club. Yeah. They're trying to take us into the sunken place.
Guys,
hey guys, come
Khadija,
on.
Khadija, Sabina, come.
Khadija, we have a surprise for you.
Come on, bridesmaid.
We're walking up that hill.
Oh my god, guys, no.
In your shoes.
No.
They come down a sunny seaside street of bungalows with sloping roofs and the white cliffs of Beachy Head in the distance. They arrive at the Seacroft Primary School.
This is therefore the primary school.
They peer through a wire netting fence.
Anyway, where's the entrance?
Yeah, you lot go and I'll stay here.
Yeah, I'll stay with Sabine. Right. We'll stay as lookout.
Agnes peers through the fence, with Sabina next to her. The others follow Rox alongside the school fence.
Have you not seen him?
No. Oh my God, oh my God.
They look down into a playground where boys and girls are running about in their recess time.
I can't see him.
A boy throws a ball.
Can you even see him? I can't see him.
They spot him in his green hoodie.
No, he's here. Yeah.
Look, he's right there.
He's down there.
We actually did it.
No.
With a grin, Rox watches her brother chase after a ball.
Oh, my God.
Rox is funny.
But I said he was going to find him. Man.
He claps happily.
He seems happy here, though.
Looks like you made some friends.
They watch him completely immersed in the ball game. Contented boys and girls all around him. Rox watches with a soft smile.
Do you want to call him over?
Rox looks unsure. She sees him moving about, oblivious to her, and she doesn't move. Gulls soar above the shore, and shimmering sunlight plays on the water through the dark struts of Hastings Pier. In a cafe, Samaya stands at the counter. She brings Roxy a glass with two straws, and Rox plays with Emmanuel's green dinosaur. Black-scarfed Samaya watches Rox wrestle with her unhappy feelings. Wrapping a yellow anorak arm around Rox, she pulls her friend closer, inviting her to rest her head on her skinny shoulder. The girls walk up the shingly beach under the pier. They stand at the edge of the sun-kissed shimmering water. Two girls in headscarves, two Anglo-Africans, one Jewish girl, and one white English girl. They hang on a low wall beneath the promenade. Rox slumped against the wall. Yawa, standing on the wall, dances on the spot.
Yes, Samaya.
Rox films Samaya. They dig into the sand. Samaya films the beach around them. And with her eyes squinting into the sun, Rox smiles at the camera.
Hey, Rox, Muffy's gone.
Cut to black. Credits appear over a series of Picasso-inspired, distorted black-and-white collages of Rox and her friends. Buki Bakre, Kosa Ali, D'Angelo Osei Kisedu, Shania Moni Grayson, Ruby Stokes, Takweda Begum, Anastasia Dimitrov, Afi Okadija, and Sarah Niles. Story by Teresa Ikoku. The cast and many other young Londoners collaborated with the writers and filmmakers to create the characters and world of our film. Cast in alphabetical order: Ticket Inspector AK Stepper, Abdirahman Abdirahman Romeo, Yawa Afi Okeja, Sabina Anastasia Dimitrov, Anna Aneta Piotrowska, Angela Angelica Nicole Kabutotan, Miss Andrio Anthea Giorgio, Roy Anthony Cole, Mr. Rush Anthony Kirkland, Fozia Asha Hassan, Michaela Ashley Marino Bastidas, Phil Ashmeet Sahoye, Beth Beatrice Franks, Natasha Bree Morgan Appleton, Shola, Rox, Vuki Bakre. Chelsea, China Vassell. Head of Year, Clark Crew. Reg, Curtis Walker. Emmanuel, D'Angelo Osei-Kisedu. Shay, Distin Johnson. Mubina, Filson Mohammed. Estate Agent, George Colley. Uncle Hashim, Idris Tempo Ahmed Siad. Geraldine, Joanna Brooks. Mr. C, Joshua Avery. Christina, Justina Jasewska. Mo, Kane Jazaz. Vicky, Kate Isid. Evie, Kayla May McCleary. Sumaya, Kosa Ali. Mark, Humal Haresh. Funke, Leo Christina Akinlude. Marina, Liliana Dos Santos. Mia, Madison Lee Samuels Kemp. Mohammed, Mohammed Amiri. Ayan, Mumtaz Mohammed. Carla Coldcaller, Nadia Prince. Ms. Judge, Nicola Morrow. Ms. Mackin, Nital Patel. Zane, Omar Osman. Ms. Sayers, Rachel Shan. Stephen, Raphael Famotibe. Agnes Ruby Stokes. Sasha Saffron Symington. Ms. Booker, Sarah Niles. Emmanuel's Double, Sei Anders Palumi. Roche, Shanea Monique Grayson. Anita, Sharon D. Clark. Grandmother Amatoso, Shola Adewusi. Rox Double, Chanel Francis DeVoe. Ms. Caval, Tahira Mahmoud. Tia, Tashiana Mitchell. Khadija, Takweda Begum. Lara, Tina Chang. Ahmed, Umit Ulgan. And all our brilliant supporting artists. The audio description was by Veronica Higgs. The film was directed by Sarah Gavron, written by Teresa Ikoko and Claire Wilson. Produced by Faye Ward and Amina Ayub Allen, Natasha Wharton, Sue Bruce Smith, Andy Mason, Compton Ross. Executive producers Julia O, Emma Duffy, Mike Runagal, Sarah Gavron, Daniel Batchek, Will Clark, Phil Hunt, Hannah Farrell. Director of photography Helene Louvard, AFC. Editor Maya Mafioli. Production designer Alice Normington. Casting Lucy Purdy. Original music Emily Le Viennese Farouche. Line producer Nicola Morrow. Hair and makeup designer Nora Robertson. Costume designer Ruka Johnson. Additional photography Rachel Clark, Mike Ely, BSc. Post-production supervisor Meg Clark. Music supervisor Connie Farr. Filmed entirely on location in London, with special thanks to the families of the cast and the staff and pupils of Morpeth School. The names of the songs: Proud Mary, Confidence, Throne, Make It Clap, Babe Salam, Bankudade, Abusey Junction, Social Soundscape, Jawara Lula, Busy Tone, Location, Nimco, Flex, High Beams, Running Voodoo Down, City Vale, Energy, Stay Far Away, Steady, Bogan Sunrise, Hold My Mule, Picture Perfect, Blue Lights, Warrior.